Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, in Christ's name, unless the Holy Spirit illuminates our hearts and our minds, we have no discernment of your word. We ask for that. We ask that the blessed Holy Spirit would give us the spiritual unction that is needed, not only to proclaim, but to hear as the word is proclaimed. And we also should realize and do realize that only apart from the activity and work of the Holy Spirit can one experience the new birth. It's not because of the eloquence of the speaker. It's not because of the methods that might be used. It is solely the work of the Holy Spirit. We ask that your good pleasure will be done in the sinner and in the saint. So incline our hearts, incline our minds to your word, for that is the matter, the only thing that matters. Get yourself honor and glory from everything that is said and done. For we ask it all in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you. Spiritual one, All of us Thank you. Jesus.